You know, I never would have ever thought that my family would be involved in this epidemic. I mean, we were aware of it, but we never would have thought it was going to hit this close to home. She is my first cousin. Her mom and my mom are sisters. We grew up together. Like, her mom's always been like a second mom for me. Christmas night is when she decided she was going to go hang out with her friends. That was the last anybody heard from her. She got dropped off in Hera, Washington, and we don't know what happened after that. That's when the next day is when everybody start asking around, trying to figure it out. And we went into tribal, and it was the same initial reaction. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. And I already knew that's how it was going to happen. You know, I knew they weren't going to jump up and be like, oh, we need to go find her. So, you know, nothing was really done. And I was, you know, out in the middle of winter in December trying to find my little cousin. And that was because I knew law enforcement wasn't doing their job, and they weren't going to do their job. They said they found her in a ditch on a Hera. Didn't even declare it a homicide until just a couple months ago. The jurisdiction is when it's considered, you know, a suspicious death or homicide, it goes directly to the FBI. It's at the tribal's hands. You know, there's at least 32 unsolved cases on the Yakima Reservation. We certainly didn't want to have to end up being in that category as well. You know, when we have to do the cops' jobs, that's where a lot of anger comes from too. Well, our traditional ways, we refer to them just as Utwai, which means they passed on. Now there are elders because they're up in heaven, you know, and as respect for the family and the mourning process, we don't look at their pictures for a year, and we don't say their names. We just refer to them as Utwai. You know, when we don't hear nothing, that's when we feel hopeless. You know, we start to feel more down instead of thinking something's being done. And it feels like when they weren't given calls back, it felt like they didn't care. And even though it's been over a year, you know, like I said, everybody's still really, really struggling with this. And I don't think it's gonna start to really heal until we do see some kind of justice for her. She's always missed, and she did not deserve this. No woman deserves this. No families deserve to have to go through this.